Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. God restores my soul and leads me in right paths for God's name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. These are our sacred stories.
Hi, my name is Kristen Stepp. If you don't already know me, there's a tradition of asking fifth graders to do the proclamation on Children and Youth Sunday. I am in fifth grade, so here goes. Today is Earth Day Sunday. On Earth Day, we are supposed to be conscious of our actions on the Earth and seeking to do good actions. I'm always conscious of that. Our actions on Earth are seeking to do... I'm very paranoid, and I always wonder how my actions will affect others, in a good way or a bad way. I always worry about the Earth. I know there are some people who don't worry about the Earth, and people who don't think about how their actions affect the Earth. The Earth is so important. You can't live without the Earth. Like, think about your most prized possession in your head. You likely didn't think about the Earth, but you should, because you can't live without the Earth. You can live without your watch. I mean, it's so fun. I love my watch. But you can live without it. People are always complaining about spoiled kids. We are all spoiled by this beautiful Earth and life. Life is like a 1 in a million chance of happening. We should all value this Earth and our lives, too. We should not treat our lives, our Earth, or each other like garbage. For example, have you ever seen the great movie WALL-E? WALL-E is set in the future, but it's a future we don't want to come true. A robot is cleaning up the Earth, and the Earth is full of trash. Tons and tons and megatons of trash. Yes, megatons is a real word. There's so much trash that humans have to leave the Earth for like a 24-year-long cruise in a spaceship. This, and leave robots to clean the Earth up. And this might even come true. Maybe not the spaceship part, but the trash part. And there's so much trash that there's only one plant on Earth. Spoiler alert. They go back to Earth in the end, but how are they breathing if there's only one plant? Whatever. The point is to tell us to be aware of our actions, which is literally the whole point of today, which is why I brought it up. We have to be aware, and our awareness has to make us do something. It's not enough to just be aware of something really bad. You have to do something. It's not just about the Earth. This goes with anything. If you see something bad happening, do something or say something to help fix it. If you can't fix it yourself, tell a trustworthy adult, and if you are an adult, it's okay to need another adult to help you. You can always ask for help. In the song today, it talks about, well, the Earth, like the green pastures and still waters. We liked it because, well, it's our Sunday. You may not know that. I didn't until my mom told me. In Hebrew, which is what the song was originally written, there are exactly 26 words before you are with me and 26 words after you are with me. So you are with me is in the center of the song. We are not alone because we're all together. Like if you recycle one can, yes, it will make a tiny, tiny difference. But if we all do it as a big group, it will make a huge difference. We have to team up. This is too much to do alone. Do you know neighbors or family members that don't recycle? Talk to them about it. Even better than recycling is not buying whatever it is to begin with. Get a reusable one. like a mine, and it keeps water cold for like hours more than plastic. And get like your family members a reusable water bottle for Christmas. And it tastes better because there are no microplastics. An interesting way to help the earth isn't just recycle or using reusable water bottles. Garden, plant a tree. You can help our garden here. Our produce feeds the women and children at the Women and Children's Center. So it's a win-win. Yes, you might get a little sweaty, but it's Houston. You're always sweaty. You can also reuse clothing. You can donate your old clothes to the thrift store, and you can shop at a thrift store. It's better for the earth and way cheaper. And if you're lucky enough to have an older brother, you can just shop in his closet. Also, sharing. We don't all have to own all things. We have too much stuff anyway. Need a mixer? Borrow ours. I asked my mom. She said sure. Need a shovel? We have one of those too. How about a Nintendo Switch? I'm going to need it back, but you can borrow mine. We can share our resources, and we can work together. At Covenant this year, we are focusing on helping the environment. There are so many ways we can team on this project. We have to be. The psalm says we are not alone. We are never alone. There are like a million microorganisms, hard word, on you right now. We are not alone. It is all of us together. Animals, plants, people, and microorganisms. What we do or don't do matters, so do good. Today was Earth Day Sunday, and I was supposed to do the sermon. Obviously, you've probably figured this out by now. You tell me what's the point of Earth Day Sunday and the point of making this. Raise your hands. I'm just gonna choose somebody then. I'll win. Okay, Mom. To do this once. I don't know how you do it every weekend. Okay.